For instance, in Germany, you cannot ride a train without wearing a mask, but once you reach the Belgian border, it's all good. So apparently the virus got off the train on the last stop in Germany. So people are not trusting you anymore, and I can see why they are not doing that. How do you explain this to people?
We will have, hopefully, health ministers in September. Maybe that's more of a question for policymakers than for our scientists.
Yes, thank you very much. Basically, I have a question regarding the follow the science. If it is about following the science, and it was said here that people didn't trust the scientists anymore, they didn't trust government anymore, but can you really blame people? Because we had this absurd situation here in the House that the mandatory masks, they fell a few weeks back, but in Belgium, all of the restrictions fell in May of last year. So we had this absurd situation that we ran around in this house wearing masks because of this deadly virus. And then we left the house, went across the street to Place Luxembourg, and then we sat all together and shared a meal and sitting rather closely. So if it is about following the science, shouldn't apply science everywhere and at every time and to all people, and not depending on where you are. For instance, in Germany, you cannot ride a train without wearing a mask, but once you reach the Belgian border, it's all good. So apparently the virus got off the train on the last stop in Germany. So people are not trusting you anymore, and I can see why they are not doing that. And finally, I would like to, are you familiar with the Fogan effect? And I would like you to elaborate on that. Basically, there was a study done, peer-reviewed, that once a person has been had contracted the virus and continues to wear the masks, it will lead to a statistically significant increase of severe courses, hospitalization, and even more deaths. So are you familiar with that, and could you please elaborate on that and maybe give an explanation as to why that is? Thank you.
Thank you very much. That question was to Mrs. Vliegen or Mr. Tsiodras?
If both could answer, please.
I'll try, but we don't have the time for that in the ping-pong method. It doesn't work like that. But Mrs. Vliegen, and then to Mr. Tsiodras, if you can be really very brief.
Sure, I'll be very brief in terms of follow the science. I think science is not, again, it's not a black or white thing. It's evolving insights. It is data that we interpret with different methods. And there may be different readings that is happening all the time. There is difference between scientists and between the interpretation of scientists. That's completely normal. But then the difference is how that is being translated into policy. The highest trust was in the own GP and own caretakers and scientific experts, much more than policymakers.
I'm afraid that is exactly the case. I first go to Mr. Tsiodras, please.
Yes, I would like to say that science should guide us. Lack of consistency in messaging about science is, of course, not helping with public health measures. With regards to the Fogan effect that you mentioned, of course, it's a mathematical modeling exercise, again, with based on in vitro data. But right now, there's no population evidence in real-life situation verifying this effect. We will wait and see.
Just a brief follow-up. So what I was actually getting at was, there is the science, but the restrictions that were imposed on the people, they simply did not make any sense. And I would like to maybe come up with a solution for this, because it's not reasonable for people sitting in this house wearing masks and leaving the house across the street, and then no masks are required anymore. How do you explain this to people if you want them to adhere to these restrictions?
We will have, hopefully, health ministers in September. Maybe that's more of a question for policymakers than for our scientists.
What? Wie bitte? We will have hopefully health ministers in September. Maybe that's more of a question for policymakers than for our scientists.